Maseches Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ben Antinus Hela Becheris Mibavel. Ben Antinus brought Becheris, firstborn animals that are given to Kehanim. He brought them from Bavel and he brought them to Eretz Yisrael. Like Kiblu Mimenu, but they did not accept them from him. The Rav says this is because in the Psukim there's a link between the Becheris and Meiser Dagan, the Meiser of the grain. And just like the Meiser of the grain is not supposed to be brought from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, so too the Becheris from Chutz Laretz, even though they should be given to a Kohen, but they're not brought to Eretz Yisrael, they're not brought as Karbanis, and therefore they did not accept this Bechar from him. Like Kiblu Mimenu, they did not accept it. Next case, Yosef HaKohen, Havi Bikur Yain B'Shemen. Yosef the Kohen brought Bikurim, and this was stuff that grew in Eretz Yisrael, from Yain and Shemen, wine and oil. So it's not the actual raw fruit, but he pressed them into wine and into oil, and he brought them as Bikurim, v'lekibul mimenu, and they did not accept them from him. The Rav says that the issue over here was that when he originally picked them to bring them as Bikurim, he was intending as bringing them in fruit, in raw state, without pressing them into juice. And therefore, it was an issue when he pressed them, it wasn't what it was originally intended for, and they could not accept it. But had he originally picked it with intention to press it into wine and oil, that also would be allowed to be brought as Bikurim, they would accept such a thing. Specifically, grapes and olives. One is allowed to do that if he intends when he picks it. The Mishnah continues in a similar, another case. Avhu, also him, this is Yosef HaKohen, the same person. Hela as Bonav Ubnei Beisa, he brought his sons and his family. Lasis Pesach Katan, B'Yerushalayim, to bring the Pesach Katan, the minor Pesach, that's Pesach Sheni. For those who were Tamei on Pesach and couldn't bring a Karban Pesach, Pesach Sheni, 1 month later, was a makeup. And he brought the Pesach Sheni to Yerushalayim, Verziru, and they sent him back. They did not allow him to bring it on behalf of his sons. And this is because his sons were under Bar Mitzvah. Shel Yikav Adavar Chayva, so it shouldn't be established as a chiv, as an obligation, so that people shouldn't think that it's one is obligated to bring a carbon Pesach Sheni on behalf of Ketana minors. So they would not accept his carbon on behalf of his sons that were minors. The Mishnah brings another case regarding Bikurim that were brought from somewhere outside of Eretz Yisrael. Generally, Bikurim from Chutz Laretz were not accepted in Eretz Yisrael. However, there was an exception within the lands of Syria. Aristin, someone by the name of Aristin, Havi Bikurim me'Apamya. He brought his Bikurim from a place called Apamya, which is a city in the area of Syria, which is outside the borders of Eretz Yisrael proper, Midaraisa. However, we'll see over here that Midrabanan, they gave the area of Syria, and the city Apamya is included. Midrabanan, it had the status of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, v'kiblu mimenu, they accepted it from him. Nipnei Sha'amru, because Chazal said, Hakaina b'Syria, someone who acquires property in Syria, Kekaina b'parvar shab Yushalayim, it's as if he acquired land in the outskirts of Yushalayim, and Midrabanan, they made that land also considered a part of Eretz Yisrael, so they accepted Bikurim from that land. Hadron Olach Masech Taschala Mazel Tov. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph in Masechtas Arla. Arla is when someone plants a fruit tree. So the first 3 years, he's forbidden from benefiting from the fruit. And the Pasuk says, Unatatam kol eitz meichel, someone who's going to plant eitz meichel, a fruit tree. And the Pasuk implies that it's specifically when it's planted for meichel, for food. So the Mishnah over here lists exceptions when someone plants even a fruit tree, but without intention for eating the fruit. Mishnah Aleph. Haneteya l'siyag ulekeres. If someone plants a tree l'siyag, to make a fence, he wants that the trunk of the tree itself should complete a fence. It's a standing a post in his fence. Ulekeres, or if he planted it to make wood beams, he wants just to have wood, to have wood beams for use. So in such a case, pater mina arla, it's exempt from the halachas of arla, and therefore even the fruit that grows during the first 3 years, he's allowed to eat because it was not planted for that purpose, and it's not included in the pasuk unetatzim kol eitz, something that's eitz meichel, a tree that's planted for food. Rabbi Yesi comes to add to this chiddush. Afilu amar hapnimi l'maychal v'achitzin l'siag. Even if he says that I want the inner side of this tree that's going to be the inner part facing my property, I want that part, that the fruit that grew there should be l'maychal for eating. V'achitzin l'siag. And I want that the outer portion that's facing the street, I want that to be for the fence purposes. So when he designates it like that, when he plants it, hapunimi, the fruit that grow on the inner side is going to be chayef, obligated in arla, and he won't be able to eat the first 3 years. V'achitzin, the outer part that's acting as a fence, pater, it's going to be exempt from the halachos of arla, and he'll be able to eat those fruit even in the first 3 years.